This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson has done it again. Flunked another test of his Senate voting record. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the group, Bread for the World, organized to combat hunger and poverty, published its analysis of Senate voting records earlier this month. And old Al Simpson didn't fare too well. In fact, you didn't fare at all. You scored a zero. The group analyzed eight key Senate votes in 1989. I scored right on 7 out of 8, but you scored wrong on all 8. 0 for 8, Al. We're talking basic issues that make a difference to families in America and around the world. People facing poverty, discrimination, and cruel violations of human rights. Food for hungry mothers, infants, and children. The minimum wage for working poor. Child care for working families. Help for the victims of death squads in El Salvador and apartheid in South Africa. I know, Al. You can explain away one or another wrong vote, but 8 wrong in a row?
Ted, don't go throwing your elbow out of joint trying to pat yourself on the back. The press report you read from that Bread for the World group scores a real zero for accuracy, and so do you, Ted, for believing that line of drivel. In 1989, I voted for improvements to our nation's welfare system, to end discrimination against the disabled, for an increase in the WIC program, to assist working families with child care costs, and for an increase in the minimum wage. That's the real score, Ted. You guys always hire your own vote checkers. The goofy spendthrift packages you liberals always dream up in the pitch and fever of the moment have to be crafted into some reasonable and thoughtful proposals, compromise on both sides, and then they get my vote. I don't read or heed the far-out PR kits from the far-out leftist groups. I keep the real score by reading my mail. Works an awful lot better. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a radiation victims compensation bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.